You're listening to a Davenport After Dark podcast. Tune in every Thursday night at 10 o'clock on News Talk 106 to 108. Mark Abrahams on the line, editor of the Annals of Improbable Research. Mark, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, I read the introduction just a little earlier, but the January generally would be the time when a lot of us would kind of, well, take a month off or give the sauce a rest for a bit. But tell me, let's start this. Here's something that's always... Does coffee actually help you sober up?
Coffee is a wonderful thing. So many people have, doctors and professors have studied what coffee does, and they prove that no matter what it is you want coffee to do, it does it.
Really?
There are, coffee does have some effects, but an awful lot of it seems to be tied to what you expect. There are even a lot of people in the world and entire countries where coffee is the thing you drink before you go to bed to help you get sleepy.
Coffee, not water. Really?
Really?
Oh my God. Not so, and like, generally speaking, is coffee better than water if you want to douse the effects of drunkenness?
Is coffee better than water? If it is, it doesn't matter much.
Right.
The best cure for drunkenness is to not be drunk.
Okay. But let's say that someone inadvertently slips into drunkenness. Actually, I suppose, can you guess your... You know the way I was a little bit drunk or I was a lot of bit drunk? Can you guess your own level of drunkenness?
There have been all of these research projects people have done to find that. You can guess, but you probably cannot guess very accurately.
Yeah.
The times that people have tried it, you know, by having a bunch of people go to a laboratory and drink, and then they test them in various ways, what they seem to find pretty consistently is people who are drunk are really bad about estimating almost anything. If you ask them how drunk they are, you're not going to get a very accurate answer. If you ask them how long it's going to take them to sober up, you won't get an accurate answer. If you ask them how long it's going to take to do a particular task, they'll be very optimistic, even if it's something that they know they've never been able to do before. Sober people are usually a little bit better in giving realistic guesses about...
Well, I suppose that's why, if we're going to make, you know, the important life decisions like buying a house or agreeing to marry somebody, we're not going to get drunk before doing it. But
well, who is this we you're speaking of? Some are.
Tell me this. So does alcohol make you ridiculously optimistic?
Me personally?
One.
Alcohol affects different people in different ways, but there have been lots of people testing this in different ways, but what alcohol seems to do a lot of the times is just kind of amplify the way you are. If you're a pretty pessimistic person, then getting drunk is probably going to make you even more pessimistic.
Yeah.
If you're a pretty cheerful person, it's probably going to make you more cheerful. There have been a lot of tests. They're funny to read about the details. And they found that people who are naturally irritable, you know, you get irritated easily. When they get drunk, those are the people who are much more likely to start a fight.
Okay, that makes sense.
And they're the people who are much more likely to start turning red and hopping up and down and making noises.
Yeah.
But when they're not drunk, they're the people who are likely to do the same thing, just not so quickly.
What research exists, or does any research exist, on that tried and tested, you know, commonly held belief that alcohol makes oneself and others more physically attractive?
Yeah, there have been a lot of things that have... almost all the things people have tried have ended up just confirming what everybody was pretty sure about. There have been a bunch of tests of just asking people in bars to look around the bar and tell me how attractive that person is, and the one over there, and the one over there. And what they find pretty consistently is the more drunk somebody gets, the more easily they decide, oh, that other person over there is beautiful.
Yeah. Beer goggles. And so
beer
there's
goggles.
Then...
There are even some funny tests they've done in bars right around closing time. You know, when people are supposed to be getting desperate, well, it turns out that a lot of those people are getting desperate, and they very suddenly decide that almost everybody they see is suddenly really attractive.
Is there, because I've always held this theory that, you know, I don't know if it's the same in the US, but here there's a tendency to, there's an unnatural amount of fights that happen in fast food joints at 3 o'clock in the morning after the bars have closed. And I think the harshness of neon lights, you know, that kind of that ugly, you know, really is. It's not a great lighting. Coupled with the amount of drink that people have on them when they're ordering their snack box or quarter pounder and cheese. Makes them kind of ratty and tense, and all of a sudden the kind of the hopeful dreams of an hour earlier in that darkened room have kind of dissipated in the neon light. Is there any truth in that whatsoever?
I'll tell you what it sounds like to me, what you've just described. It sounds like somebody who cooks up a stew with about 12 important ingredients, and you could use any five of those ingredients and end up with just as potent a stew. You know, you mentioned it's late at night, they're frustrated, they're drunk, they're hungry, they're crammed in a place with bright lights. Combine about any three of those and you're going to get fights breaking out, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes sense.
Now, we could try it if you want to do some experiments and be sure.
Well, it's been tried many, many times.
Well, we want to be sure.
What's the scientific background to hangovers?
The background is this, that you drink a lot, then your head hurts.
Okay, that's pretty scientific.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, but why does your head hurt?
Because you drank too much.
Okay, is there?
I can give you a lot more complicated.
But is there just like a physical reason? What is it? Is it to do with dehydration? Is it to do with, you know?
Well, all right. I'll start by saying I am not a scientist I'm not a scientist who knows enormous amounts of background on this. But what it really comes down to is you're putting more stuff in your system than your system is able to handle well.
Yeah, but
and it's also true. A lot of people don't know, if you just drink a lot of water, a lot more water than you're used to in a short time, you're going to get drunk.
Hang on. Just drinking water.
Just drinking water. There's a thing called water intoxication. It's very real.
And, okay, can you give us a certain amount? How much water do I need to drink before I start?
Just sit down there and just keep drinking as much water as you can for the next half hour. You will get, and don't stop. You will, before long, get very, very drunk. But you have to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, okay. That's an extraordinary, I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Go and look it up. And there are a lot of medical reports. You can even kill yourself. It's rare because people seldom do that, but it's possible.
Are the effects similar to if you consumed copious amounts of alcohol?
Not so very different, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of water. We're not talking just, you know, three or four glasses.
Yeah, no, I understand. So if you're just drinking nonstop for half an hour. Like if you're basically you need to drown a bit.
It would probably feel something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Mark, you hear a lot of homespun cures for the hangover. Are any of them true?
I'm sure some of them are, but nobody knows which ones.
Really? It just depends on the individual. So
have you ever heard of a cure that you know is reliable?
No. No, absolutely not. I mean, it's everything ranges from flat Sprite to, you know, an egg yolk in mayonnaise or, I don't know, whatever, a whole bunch of different stuff.
Well, there's an old joke, and it's also a complete truth, that the only reliable cure for a hangover is time.
Yeah, well, it's never that funny. Anyway, all right.
It's an old joke.
Yeah. Mark Abrams, editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, thank you very much for talking to us this evening. That was a Davenport After Dark podcast, live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. on News Talk 106 to 108 FM.